This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. You're with Claudine and Rachel. That was Delirious with History Maker that we just played for you then. We're very excited tonight. We are so honoured to have the one and only Father Bob Maguire joining us tonight to talk about the second Angels of the Street Awards. And if you have any questions for Father Bob out there, please make sure you send us a SMS on 0427 Joy 949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. So thank you for speaking with us tonight, Father Bob.
It's all right.
Can you tell us what the Angels of the Street Awards are?
Well, I dreamed them up because we haven't had anything like this, us giving people awards. When they're going since about, 1978 or something, which is a terrible long time. Occasionally we got awards ourselves for doing good things. And then we, over the years, I realised, dear God, there's people much better equipped to receive an award for doing great things, and I call them the, gloriously ordinary people.
Oh, lovely.
So we decided to start this once a year. We'd have people apply and organisations apply to put a name down for an award of Angels of the Streets. In other words, people who get out and get down and get dirty.
Excellent. And Father Bob, what kind of categories are there in the Angels of the Streets Awards?
There's eight: community service, disability, environment, youth, senior, arts, cultural and entertainment, sport, and men's shed, for heaven's sake. They're together because a lot of men, you know and I know, a lot of men suffer in silence and they're afraid to share their feelings. So that's the last category. And one of them will be named as Guardian Angel and receive a prize from Crown. So
Ooh. That's
an extra, I think. Crown said, yeah, we'll give you a prize. So we can give one to one of the eight be described as a guardian angel.
And what would
last
be...
Year, a guardian angel was Rakiba Hanif, who runs the Melbourne Hallel Food Bank.
Excellent.
So, I mean, it went well. I was surprised because I thought, oh, God, there's probably every, you know, organisation that's got any standing in the community is probably doing this, and what discovered that down the south, still a town hall, there was a lot of people turned up, and a lot of people submitted the name. So we got to stick the names in by, if possible, the listeners, by all means, names in by Friday, November 6th.
Excellent. So
and the winners, the announcement of the awards will be on Sunday, November the 22nd. At the St Kilda Town Hall starting 11 o'clock.
And are you part of the judging panel for the awards, Father Bob?
Yes, there's five people. I'm on it. I don't want to be on it, but they said, no, you've got to be on it.
Oh, you have to
Steve
if it's your
Carey,
award.
Liz, hey?
You have to if it's your award.
I know, but look, yeah, I know, but I mean, you get a bit... You don't want people thinking it's a setup or you have to be a Roman Catholic or you've got to be something or other, you know, religious or something. I was going to say we're not religious ourselves, but I mean we're more secular humanist, where we're trying to get things done and acknowledge people who are, not because they're members of religious denominations or faith communities. So your radio station, you see, is a great channel to let people know, because your listening audience is broad.
Very broad, yes, especially on the Spirit Lounge as well. We get all
there
sorts of people.
Well, that's what you need. We need more variety.
Yes, we do. So,
we're narrowing down in our wider community. I feel there's a, you know this better than I do, there's a spirit of, you're saying Spirit Lounge, I'm saying there's a touch of mean-mindedness, it seems to me.
Yes.
Which is a bit frightening and a bit disconcerting. Anyhow, we'll try to be an antidote to that by having this little celebration, and we need more emotional input into the work that's being done for people who are finding it hard to get through life. We need to put our emotions into it, not just our ideas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great concept that you've come up with.
Well, thanks for putting it on the wireless, because it'll give more people a chance to. And the thing, you've got to go to the website, which is www.fatherbobsfoundation.com.au. You've got that, so you can tell them in clearer tones than my sinuses will allow me to.
Oh, Father Bob, you're doing very well. So is that how listeners can nominate people for the awards? Is that through the website?
Yeah, it's all on the website, www.fatherbobsfoundation.com.au.
Excellent.
It closes on Friday, November 6th, and it's all about ordinary people, but I reckon are gloriously ordinary people. If I wanted to turn religious for a minute, I'd say that's where the real presence of God is. Where good people excel themselves on behalf of others.
Yeah, so I have to agree.
Anyway, stop being religious. Thank you.
That's okay, Father Bob. So is it difficult to choose people based on the selection criteria for these awards?
Oh, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Other people take it for granted because life is like that. They know that, you know, I mean, we don't want to be competitive, but, I mean, it's very hard. It's very hard to make up your mind because you know that to get an award just might make, what, a turning point difference for somebody who is, or their organisation, their little organisation. You know, like the one that comes down to when we've got a meet, greet and eat event at the Peanut Farm in St Kilda on Sunday night. You've got about 100 locals come to it.
Ah.
There's a little mob turns up with their washing machines. And they have I think it's called the Orange Van. And they do people's wash people's and dry people's clothes on Sunday night.
See,
it's that kind of little outfit that deserves to be recognised.
Yeah.
Or enterprise, you know.
Definitely. So, what about the other nominees that maybe aren't the winners? Does everybody get recognised for the work that they do if they have been nominated?
Yeah, the ones who turn up at the tent yes, they do. They get recognised. I can't tell you what we give them because I presume anybody who's nominated gets recognised with a certificate that they've been nominated. The same as they do with the Australia Day Awards. Anybody who's been nominated gets a piece of paper that says so, a certificate of acknowledgement. So, you know, even if you don't win the award itself, you are recognised as having been in the race.
Your participation award, and well done on doing a good job.
Yes, yes.
Even if you're not the winner. Is that right?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
So what would someone have to do to win the Guardian Angel Award, the overall big winner? What do they, what's like the
well, I suppose
thing that makes them win
this?
The mind
of the judges, that's all, you know, as being, they're all remarkable. But somebody might just stand out as being remarkable, like that woman who's in Melbourne, where she was yesterday, who had her legs blown off in London in the bus 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and she's doing the climb or the race up the Eureka Tower in Melbourne.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, those things, you know, they're extra remarkable. You can't say to somebody else, "Oh, well, you've got two legs and you're able to do." This woman's got no legs. I mean, I suppose you can't very well award people because they've got some. You could recognise somebody's disability, which has enhanced their performance.
Yes.
You know, they've not only done the impossible, but they've done it with grace, like she says. She's not saying anything about the bobbers. She says things about how we should be inclusive and we should be generous in our welcome to strangers from overseas. She hasn't got a bad word. She can't waste her energy.
Wow.
On you know, it's the same as if you're out feeding people that your family or your social set might call, as the treasurer did last year, leaners and not lifters. You see, that might be your friends or your family's view, but you happen to have stood out against that by going out into the streets or by going to some place where people do are treated with dignity when they line up for feed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, Father Bob, do you hope that these awards help other people within the communities to strive to be better at helping out and doing good things for the community? Is that one of the hopes for this award?
Oh, yeah, but I think people who do it are going to do it anyway, see, because they've got a great sense of what? They've almost got a sense of mission that they are called to do this. But it's the organisations to which they belong that deserve to stick their chests out. And that's what I think it's aimed to, somebody within a team. You know, it's like my old days in the army. A battalion or a platoon might have performed extraordinarily in the face of enemy fire. But it's not each bloke that gets a medal. It's the bloke who's in charge of the team. So he marches out, and the man pins the medal on his chest, and he marches back again to join in, and everybody knows that it's their medal.
So in terms of working as a team as well, can teams be nominated for this award?
Yeah. It's not only individuals, it's organisations.
Excellent. Oh, that's good to know. Yes.
Yeah, not just individuals, but organisations. So, you know, I mean, if there are a bunch of people who knit scarves in winter, well, instead of nominating one person, there might be 10 people who do it or 20 people in a suburb. Well, then you nominate them as a group, and they get a group award as Angels of the Streets.
That's so good.
So, I think it covers pretty well everything that a small outfit like my own can manage. And so, it's down in St Kilda Town Hall, which is, historically, we started in St Kilda in about the late 1970s, where there were street kids and there was all kinds of poverty on the streets, which is why we decided to refer to Angels of the Streets.
Yes. And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9, and we've got Father Bob Maguire on the line with us tonight. So, Father Bob, we've gotten a text message through, and hopefully you can answer this one for us. So this one's from Paige and has said, can you ask Father Bob if Joffa Korf has been nominated for the Angels of the Streets Awards?
Joffa, the Collingwood bloke.
Yeah.
Korf, who? No, not Korf. Yes, that's his name.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I was at the launch of his book.
Yes.
But I don't know. I can't say who's on the list.
Oh, you can't tell us.
Would you nominate him?
I can't say it, darling. I think I'm supposed to be whatever it's called.
You've got to be independent.
Or something.
Yes.
Impartial and all that kind of thing, you know.
Oh.
But he does great stuff. See, he does great stuff.
He does, and
not only in his Collingwood stuff, but he does great stuff. His day job is, in fact, I think, a carer in a facility that takes care of people who are in distress.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
He is good.
I like him. Thank you.
We just did a quick little Google of him, and so he does do some charity work as well, so maybe he will be in
there. Indeed he does.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed he does. No, I'm very impressed with him. And because of his profile, he's larger than life.
Yes.
He's a tall man, too, big man, but larger than life personality. So they're the kind of people you need around the traps to brighten up our miserable lives.
Oh, amen to that, Father Bob. So
there's too much frowning. There's too much. Oh dear, the place looks so sad. I'm so. When you see people Yep, even the street, they look sad.
Yes, it's very
true. I'm telling you, they're getting sadder and sadder and sadder.
Well, we need good uplifting stories and uplifting people. Like, we need these Angels of the Streets awards to keep things positive in the world.
Yeah, and your lot, I'm telling you, you see your lot, Joy FM.
Yes.
You brighten up people's miserable lives, don't you?
Yes, we're a good, happy community here at Joy.
So, and random acts of, what do they call it, random acts, not only of kindness, but also random acts of what? Oh, I suppose even smiling at people. Now, I know you might get a smack in the mouth if you smile at somebody who's hasn't been educated to realise that a smile is not a threat.
Yes.
Or it's not a what? It's not a put down. It's genuine recognition of you as a glorious human being.
Yes, it's so true. I love smiling at strangers, and sometimes I even smirk at the dirty looks that I get back just for being a nice person.
Yes.
But I'm sure no one would look at you badly, Father Bob. Surely.
Do you get on trams and trains and buses, or do you travel by car?
Oh, no, I'm all about public transport. It's much cheaper.
Yeah, well, I'm getting nervous because apart from me being not the greatest mover in the world to climb up steps and stuff, but what's it like on board public transport? I thought I got the impression that everybody had their heads buried in their electronic devices. Is that true?
Oh, it is so true. Everyone has their headphones in and their eyes attached to some sort of screen.
I'd get nervous. I'd get a fright at that.
Yes. I like to sit there and watch everybody else do that. I'm very much a fan of people watching.
Does anybody smile?
Oh, no, of course not. But I'll smile at people.
Oh, I see.
Rachel smiles, and
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a start.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, we should have Smiles of the Year awards, you know.
That is a great idea. Maybe for the 2016 you can do Smiles of the Year.
And wasn't there a bloke who used to, I don't know if he's still around, that goes around in the CBD. What does he do? He offers hugs.
Oh, yes, free hugs. I've seen a few of those around.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
that might be dangerous. It might become so culturally inappropriate that it becomes hazardous. Oh. I don't know if we're going to get that kind of, you know, turn even more into...
I'm sure someone will try and make it
somebody.
Illegal.
Yeah, we interviewed some bloke on my Triple J last week who was an expert in transhumanism. Yes, now don't ask me too much because it took me all my time to keep up with what he was talking about. But, you know, our gradual evolution to the stage where we may, in fact... He said, don't be frightened, we're not going to lose entirely to artificial intelligence or augmented intelligence. But, in fact, we just might... We'll have available to us the best of artificial intelligence.
Are we going to have machines in us?
Bit spooky. We could do, yeah, but there you go. While in the meantime, we've got gloriously ordinary people. Unbelievably, when I go to town sometimes, I was there for some union thing last week on the steps of Southern Cross. Not hotel, Southern Cross railway station at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. But all the gloriously ordinary people going to work and all done up, neat, tidy, presentable, and I'm looking at them saying, Jesus, these are gloriously ordinary people, the whole bloody lot of them.
Yes, very ordinary. Everyone wears black in this city as well.
I did a thing this morning somewhere out in Burwood early, and a nice lady was there, came up, and she said, hello, I've listened to you on the thing. And I said, for God's sake, what time did you get up this morning? And she said, 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Oh, people
are
committed.
Now, I know people out in listening land will say, the silly old bugger doesn't realise that half of us are getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't. That's for sure.
To go to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're getting up to care for people, you know what I mean? It's all very good me saying, or people saying me, oh, Bob McGuire does this, Bob McGuire. Bob McGuire does nothing in comparison with...
Yeah.
The ordinary carer, whether parent or otherwise, and whatever gender. I don't do hardly anything in comparison with what the ordinary carer does 24/7, 52.
Yeah. Well, there's so many ordinary people out there who deserve to be recognized for the amazing things that they do, like doctors and nurses who work 12 hours at a time. Oh, you could have an award for everything, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could, you see. I think, I don't know what the Ordinary Human Race Award is. I think the Ordinary Award is when you and I actually recognize that somebody else has gone above and beyond. And we give the award of a thank you.
Yes. Yeah, and
That's a big award, because you don't hear much of that around the traps as much as we ought to.
No, and sometimes it's nice to just acknowledge that somebody has done something good for the world.
Even if they've done their duty, they still, even their duty, which could be above and beyond. You know, it's got a bit of a quality about it. It's not just, there, mate, there. It's got a bit of quality. It's the person. You've personalised the service.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
You know?
So, Father Bob, Sorry. Oh, I was just going to ask you if you have a feel-good story about any of the past winners. Can you share anything about any of the past winners with us?
Oh, you're attacking an old man's brain. But, I mean, we've only been around for a couple of years, admittedly, but I'm trying to think back quickly to the past. Even the woman who got the Angel of the Year, Rakiba Hanif, who runs the Melbourne Halal Food Bank. I mean, I haven't got the details in front of me, but see, for her, that's probably a stretching. I can't give you the details, but I mean, we picked her, I think, because it was, it wasn't the general run-of-the-mill kind of service delivery, because as you would know better than I would, enjoy with your constituency.
Yeah.
Well, you see, she'd have a specialised constituency.
Yeah.
It would be people who rely on Halal Foods. So she's not going to be heard of much in the wider community because, she's got a constituency that's owned by people who are observant of Halal requirements.
Yeah, I had a quick read about her and that some of the work that she did was involving providing halal food to refugees as well, which is something that they didn't have access to when they first came to Australia. So that is incredible to be able to provide
something
them.
Like that, something. Look, can you imagine how many Angels of the Streets awards you'd be handing out in Europe if you went together with the hundreds of thousands of refugees making their way through Europe in winter? All those people who in the villages are not yelling and screaming at them, but in fact are going out to give them some water, some food, even a smile. You are welcome in this village. You are welcome in this town. That kind of thing. It'd be lovely to live long enough to see Australia evolving into a commonwealth of angels.
That would be beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Definitely, Father Bob.
You're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9, where we've been talking to the one and only Father Bob Maguire. And Father Bob, we've got one question from Michelle asking, do you consider yourself an inspiration?
No. I'm just doing me duty. Just doing me duty. You see, old grumpy, 1934 model, parents from Scotland. Oh, it's one of those things. Look, I mean, I just felt at an early age that it was my duty as a human being to, put others first. I don't know where it came from, probably the DNA.
So were
probably
you...
Probably also from Catholicism that at that time was probably starting to show a bit of form with regards to social justice.
So were you brought up in a Catholic family?
Oh, yeah. She was a Catholic. The mother, God rest her soul, she was a pious Roman Catholic. The father wasn't, but, I mean, most of the blokes then in my family, see, they'd been through World War One, and if they survived World War One, I think a terrible lot of blokes ended up coming to the conclusion that religion had got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with real life. Because, in those days, the suspicion was that God existed. He wouldn't have allowed the terrible carnage, as they called it, of World War One in the trenches to have happened.
Yes, well, that was a war that both sides were claiming God was on their side.
Well, so. It's like now, you look now in Syria and right around the world, I mean, we've still got the hypocrisy of arguing about whether the Russians have killed more civilians while they're bombing ISIS in Syria than the Americans, our friends, have done, you see, because we're still, explaining everything by terms of us and them.
Yeah.
Whereas by now, I would have thought, and so would the men who were and women in World War One and World War Two, surely would have expected that we would have come further than we have, when then by now there should be no longer them and us.
Yeah.
But just we.
Yes. Well, you'd hope, but it's,
see?
It's not the way that the world
works.
Well,
you'd like to know that better than anybody else.
Yes, definitely. We want to be equals.
The LGBTIs.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's us.
We 100% want to be equal to everybody else. So, you know, no more us and them. 100%. Yes. So, Father Bob, just back to the question that Michelle asked about, do you consider yourself an inspiration? So how does it make you feel when you have the Bob Squad, like a group of people who follow you and, like, I'm not going to say and worship you because they obviously don't. But they look up to you and everything that you do and say is so important. Like, how does that make you feel? Well,
that's a danger, you see, that business of a cult, you see. And it's got to be, you know, I mean, the Aussies are a wake-up to all that, really.
Yeah.
Since we invaded in 17 and whatever it was, the Aussies were going to wake up then. The people with them as part of public recognition, like uniform ministers of religion, but we gradually woke up. Might hide, as we've found out over the last 200 years, that could well be hiding some dark side. So we became disrespectful towards people in positions of and I'm in a position, I was, while I was in the parish, it was doubly difficult to avoid the cult thing, because there I was in one of Melbourne's most beautiful churches. And I could start saying things about helping people, helping the poor, that I couldn't say out in the footpath of this place I'm in now, the shop down in Victoria Avenue. I can stand out there all day. I dare and start talking about, by the way, Jesus said to his disciples, you should look after those who are down and out, because they'd probably throw me out. Up the church, you can do that, because that's what the founder of the firm said you had to do. Yeah. So being a card-carrying Catholic priest, but at the same time having no natural base to do your outreach. See, that they got confused at the church, not the people, but the bosses. There they are down there in South Melbourne doing, first, looking after those who were outsiders, whereas the bosses preferred to look after first the insiders. So that clash of culture, I think, got me out earlier than I needed to go.
So that's, you're talking about.
Yeah, we're still battling away now. Yeah. This is about 3.5 years later. We're battling on, and we've set ourselves up with food vans, and thanks God people give us a few quid every now and again so we can pay the bills, because we've got bills now. So we never had bills up at the church because it was all
looking
part
after
of the
yourself.
Parish. They can pay them. For lights and for, we had space, the park van. But look, this is what I'm whinging and moaning now. You see, you've got me going now. Simply, I'm nervous, because in fact, what I'm saying is simply doing your duty.
It's true.
But I'm nervous about maybe a generational thing where people are living in the cloud.
Yeah, instead of their feet on the ground. Have you got Have you got young people involved in your foundation and in your current?
Well, we've got foundation. We've got what do you call it? Volunteers galore now. Thank God.
Are they all ages?
Volunteers
young and old.
Oh, they're all ages. They're all ages. And you've got to be careful, because these days to work with people, you've got to have a what do you call it? A police check.
Police check. Working with children check.
So you've got to have all that stuff. See, so it's not as easy as it was, and rightly so. But it's frustrating. Because some of the best carers for kids, like, I was thinking of this business about teenagers who seem to have, drawn fire from the people in high places in government and in government departments because young people are being treated as though they were on the verge of becoming, what's the word they use these days? Radicalised.
Oh, yes, of course.
See, that's the great sin, is to become radicalised.
Yeah.
I'm saying, look, why don't we go try to make sure that our young people feel part of and not neglected by mainstream society, see? Because us oldies, not the very old, but the very old, I think the older you get, if you're fortunate, I think you get blessed with something called wisdom.
Wisdom. Oh, Father Bob, you'd be happy to know that before the show, we were talking out in the Joy offices and everybody here described you as a wise man. So,
oh, God.
We take everything you say very seriously.
Oh, darling, it's only because I'm learning through having hung around for long and having learned most of my craft from the gloriously ordinary people in the parish of South Melbourne. And in the secular humanist community. See, nobody owes me anything. I owe everybody everything.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, Father Bob, we really do look up to you. And you've been on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 tonight, and we've had the amazing Father Bob McGuire on. So, Father Bob, just one more time, can you tell us where listeners can nominate people for the Angels of the Street Awards?
Yeah, they've got to go to the website, which is www.fatherbobsfoundation.com.au, and the nominations close on Friday, November 6th.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Father Bob.
Thank you so much.
It's been an honour having you. Thank you again.
Anytime I can do anything for you, let me know.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.